The first reading of today's Mass tells us a small portion of the story of the Exodus. The Exodus, remember, was the story of how Moses led the Israelites out of slavery. And you'll recall that Moses led them out of slavery in the context of some terrible plagues. After these plagues were unleashed on Egypt, Israel was then able to move through the Red Sea and into the desert as they started their journey to the Promised Land. But life in the desert, we know, was not easy, and as the people were walking through the desert, they certainly had some challenges. One of these challenges was that they were thirsty. There was no water. And the people started to get frustrated at Moses, and they started to complain that they had listened to him. They thought that their life would be better off if they were back in Egypt as slaves, and so some of them actually wanted to go back. So Moses starts to get a bit scared, and he tells God that they're trying to kill him. They're going to stone him to death. So the Lord tells Moses that he himself would be standing there with him at a rock in Horeb, and that he should take his staff and strike the rock, and water would pour out for them to drink. So Moses did as he was told, and it happened. The people drank, and the story ends with an interesting note that they called that place Massa and Meribah, because this was a place where they tested God and asked, "Is the Lord in our midst, or is he not?" Now, things are obviously tense right now in the world. Some people are very fearful of the coronavirus. Other people are frustrated and upset at all of the changes that this is causing us. Our routines, our day-to-day routines, are basically all gone. There are certainly some tensions and fears. And people are looking around and asking, is the Lord in our midst? Or isn't he? Is God with us? Or has he abandoned us? All right, think again of Moses in the desert as the people rose up against him and asked that same question. Well, time and again, Moses would respond by saying, look at all the things that God's done for us. He set us free. He parted the Red Sea. He's performed so many incredible works and miracles. And Moses is asking, why would God do all these things for us if he was just going to abandon us here? It makes no sense, you feel him say. So don't worry. God will provide. All right, life is going to be strange, to say the least, for the next few weeks. For many who live paycheck to paycheck, it will be downright terrifying. In these moments, we have to look back at all the wonderful things God has given us and all the wonderful things God has done for us. In these times, when we are kind of like slaves, we're not able to do everything that we're used to doing, we know that we have taken a lot for granted. God has given us so many things that, again, we've never really acknowledged. We thought they were just normal. We didn't think they could ever be taken away from us. Well, it's important in this moment to thank God for those. And to ask yourself, if God gave you those things in the past, is he just going to abandon you right now? No, he isn't. All right, now Moses, he obeyed the Lord. And the Lord provided. He struck the rock as he was told, and water came forth from it. Now's the time for us to obey the Lord as well. Again, specifically, we get to follow Jesus' command to love our neighbor. Again, I want to encourage you, check in on your neighbor. See how they're doing. Call friends, especially elderly friends, and check up on them in these times. Right, figure out how they're doing and see if there's anything you can do to help them. Because your neighbor today might be asking, or at some point in the next few weeks might be asking, is the Lord in our midst or isn't he? And you can actually answer that question by being there for them, and you can actually be the answer to their prayer. All right, now this isn't an overtly religious teaching, but when there's uncertainty, we're inclined to close in on ourselves and protect ourselves. But we'll get through this a lot easier if we work as a team. So again, talk to your neighbors. Figure out what people might need assistance with and do your best to help each other out, being sure, of course, to follow guidelines given to us by the CDC and World Health Organization. All right, now isn't the time to throw a huge neighborhood party or to invite many guests over to your home. But you can give your neighbor a phone call just to check up on how they're doing. Now, just as the Israelites were thirsty in the desert, today's gospel gives us an example of a woman with a much deeper thirst. All right, this woman, the Samaritan woman, she was by herself drawing water from a well. Now, drawing water out of a well was not an easy task. It was actually very difficult. People sometimes needed help, all right? And they also wanted to do it in the morning before the sun got too hot. But she's out there alone, all right? She's out there alone drawing water. And she was there at the hottest part of the day by herself. And so you really get the feel from reading the story that she was a bit of an outcast, all right? This was probably part of her routine, being alone at this part of the day. And so what this really shows us is that she actually had a much deeper thirst, right? A thirst for friendship, a thirst for real love, because the men that she was with, as it says in the story, they were not actually loving her at all. All right. A thirst for love of others and ultimately a thirst for God was what was going on in this woman. And in her loneliness, she actually meets love itself. And again, that might sound kind of weird or cheesy to some people. But it's interesting that it says that after this encounter, after she speaks with Jesus and realizes that He's the Messiah who knew everything about her, it says that she left her water jar behind. Right? She wasn't thirsty anymore. Now, in this particular moment of history, a lot of people are going to be thrust into the exact same mindset as this woman when they realize that they have a much deeper thirst. It's going to be in some of their loneliness, some of the time that they spend at home, that they realize their deeper thirst for love and their deeper thirst for God. And there will be some who encounter God in this time. And it may even be through you and your generosity, your peace, your patience, and your kindness. And so really, there's good that will come out of all of this. Again, just as God used a plague to set the Israelites free from slavery, God can use this plague to do some good as well. You all have a wonderful opportunity, so many of you, to spend time with your family, all right? And yeah, that can lead to some conflict, all right? You're probably going to get sick of your family during this time. You're going to get sick of each other. But you also have some opportunities here to open up to each other and to have some deeper than usual conversations. You might even find that you and your children find yourself a little bit more open to encounter God in some way. Maybe through prayer, maybe through study. Whatever it is, this moment doesn't have to be bad. And deeper desires that you have going on in your heart, God might actually address those at this particular time. So again, this doesn't have to be bad. It can be very good. And there can be a lot of good things that come about from this. So don't lose heart. God hasn't abandoned us. He stands in our midst and is offering us more than we're even asking for right now.